So, after acknowledging what is evidently disgraceful and saying, "But if it's shameful for a woman to have short or no hair," he suggests his own conclusion, saying, "She should be covered." And he didn't say, "She should have long hair," but, "She should be covered." Linking these two conditions as one, and establishing them in both ways, based on what's customary and their opposites, implying that both the head covering and the hair serve the same purpose, and also that a woman who's shaved is effectively the same as one with a bare head. "For it's the same thing," he says, "as if she were shaved. But if anyone asks, how is it the same if one woman has natural hair, but the shaved woman doesn't even have that?" We'd answer that, according to her intentions, she's also rejected her natural hair by leaving her head bare. And if her head isn't completely bald, that's due to nature, not her own actions. So just like a woman with a shaved head, this woman is uncovered in the same way. For this reason, he allowed nature to provide her with a covering so that she might learn from it to cover herself.